Good morning, it's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Daljit Dhaliwal. Chrysler is getting yet another chance to rewrite its business plan and reorganize, but now it will be done with the help of Fiat, an Italian car maker famous for zippy car culture that has little in common with Detroit V8 engines. And with us is Nelson Schwartz. He's a European economics correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So Chrysler gets an Italian accent. What's life going to be like under Fiat?
Well, it's quite a different corporate culture. Fiat, you know, it was remembered in the United States for, you know, the nickname was Fix It Again Tony, and the car seemed to spend more time in the garage than on the road. Fiat's changed, though, quite a bit in the last 5 years. It was actually near bankruptcy itself 5 years ago, but they got a new chief executive, Sergio Marchionne, who's really turned things around, put much more emphasis on quality, on speed, on delivering results from managers in the past at Fiat.
Has he spoken directly about this particular merger?
In terms of this merger, he's come out and really pushed hard for it. I mean, he says it's his first priority is making this work, and basically they want to import the Fiat technology, where they've really made progress in terms of smaller cars and fuel-efficient cars, and kind of enable Chrysler to have decent small to medium-sized cars, which they really don't have right now. I mean, they have some models, but Chrysler's really dependent on trucks and SUVs, which, as we know, are not selling. Fiat's stronger at that.
Right. Well, how viable a partnership do you think this is going to be? I mean, other partnerships with European automakers like Daimler, ended in tears, quite frankly.
Yep.
Why do we think that Fiat is going to work for American workers?
Well, it's quite difficult. There are a couple of things in Fiat's favor, namely $6-7 billion in U.S. government aid is going to pour into Chrysler to sort of help retool the factories and get Chrysler through this period where it's burning cash. The big problem is, will they burn more cash than they expect to now, and where will they need more, and where will that come from? Because Fiat has said they don't want to invest more cash to make this possible at this point. It's a big challenge. There's no question about it. On the other hand, the concessions made by the union are fairly significant, and Marchionne did a very, very good job at turning Fiat around from its own quality and sales problems.
Do you see other car companies following suit here in terms of what Chrysler's going through in the bankruptcy courts, the whole idea of more acquisitions, more mergers, more alliances?
Well, Marchionne has said that the auto industry right now has too much capacity. It's basically they can make way too many cars than there are buyers. So capacity has to be removed. That would suggest the number of players is going to be reduced. It's consolidation. Bankruptcy, I mean, General Motors would be the next up. I think there was more of an acceptance in the United States, say, that Chrysler could be let go in terms of bankruptcy. I think politically letting General Motors go into bankruptcy is more difficult. In fact, in terms of international partnerships, Fiat is also eyeing the Latin American and European operations of General Motors. So that's another kind of merger consolidation. But there's no question that there's capacity has to be removed.
All right, Nelson Schwartz, thank you very much. Got to leave it there.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.